Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. My friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. You get so many messages from people saying, Brendan, I'm just losing my patience for my dream, you know? I'm working, I'm struggling, I'm not breaking through, I'm not earning the money or seeing the progress, and it's bothering me. And I know that that happens for all of us as we're chasing a big dream. It never comes like overnight, right? There's no such thing as an overnight success. It is usually a lot of people who've been very, very patient and diligent and disciplined and giving in their process to finally reaching whatever that success is. But I have some ideas for you, especially if you're like your 20s, your 30s, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's just not gonna happen. I'm frustrated, I'm working through, and I definitely can get that because I spent almost all of my 20s working 24/7, it felt like. And you know, I was in the grind, in a corporate job, working nonstop for other people, you know, not really in any of my control. It was like, this is your project, do this, do that, do that. It was just just so insane with the pressure and all of the work. And I just remember thinking somewhere in the mid-20s, like, am I ever going to like do what I really want to do? Because I was saving up at the same time. I was trying to like pay rent. And it was, I mean, we all come from this place where it's like, even if you have a dream, almost always the dream, it starts in the back of your mind and it has to become like a, you know, a thing on the back burner so you can pay rent, get food, like have an overall quality of life. For most people, it's not like they can just all of a sudden quit everything and start on their dream. Like for a lot of people, it's a side hustle or it's a like longer period of waiting until they can, you know, move somewhere, find something, begin something new. And I share all that because, you know what, I think there's four things that will really help you if you're in that place where you're like, I'm kind of doing my dream, or I even fully committed to the dream, but I'm not feeling it. You know, Brent, I'm not feeling the fulfillment or the joy or the sense of like breakthrough or abundance that I feel like I deserve. So here's four big ideas that I learned going through that exact thing. Number one, focus on doing activities that draw your passion. Don't focus on the success, the outcome, the final goal, the final destination. A lot of our discouragement comes because we're trying to make that specific thing happen. And we have a way in which we think it has to happen. And let me tell you what, I know a lot of people who they actually did that. They worked diligently for years and years and years to manifest their dream. And now they've achieved the outward appearance of that success. They've got the bigger house, the bigger cars, they've got the yachts, the boats, the fancy vacations, you know, abundance in every single way. And they're unhappy because along the way, they were focusing on those external things versus the activities that bring them joy, passion, and fulfillment. And what happens is you want to compromise on the activities that are actually part of the dream so that you can have the dream, right? It's that person who works a job that sucks for 20 years to finally get paid something, to finally quit that job, to do the thing they really wanted to do. So for 20 years, they did things that they weren't even passionate about, fooling themselves like, well, I just need to save and save and save and finally one day be able to go do my dream. And it doesn't really like make any sense. Don't give up 20, 30 years of your life doing something, hoping to earn the right to do the thing you want to do. Start doing the activities you enjoy and make you feel challenged or creative or satisfied or fulfilled or on fire now. I think that's what's so important. Everyone thinks the dream lives in a destination. And I always say, no, the dream lives in the activities that you do today. Are you doing today what you would do if you had the outcomes you seek? Because I know a lot of wealthy people who are miserable in their lives. They achieved outward experience, but they're miserable because they're not doing the activities in the day that actually bring them joy and fulfillment. So if you need patience throughout this journey, the patience will come from connecting with the activity every day. Like, don't wait to have the dream, do the dream. And if every day you touch that like experience, you're doing that dream every day, even just a little piece of it, then you don't get so discouraged. You know when you get discouraged? When you're just not doing it. But there's almost no dream that you could have that you can't be doing something and touching that every single day. Some activity every single day that is actually part of the dream. You know, I have a friend whose dream was to become a world-class chef. And so they were going, you know, they were like saving all this money to go to culinary school, and they were having like terrible jobs, and they were just like, I'm gonna be a chef one day. And I hung out with this person long enough to go, hey man, I know your dream is to become a chef, but you don't even cook right now. And like, no, I'm working to save to go to culinary school so one day I can be a chef. I'm like, no, you can be a chef right now. Cook dinner tonight in an artistic, fun way. Touch the dream now. Stop delaying the dream for some outcome of a perfect future and do the activities of the dream every day. For example,
I had my corporate job in my 20s, like I told you, I was working so hard, but I want to be a writer, you know, and I've been blessed now to have 6 best-selling books. But when I was in my 20s, I didn't have that. And I wanted to be a New York Times best-selling author. I wanted to, you know, go out on tour. I wanted to know my readers. I wanted to write things I was passionate about. And I was waiting too long. And finally, it was maybe like 6 years in that job, I was like, but I'm not even writing every day. My dream is to become a writer, but I'm not writing every day. What's up with that? Because that disconnect from not doing the dream to experience and have the dream, that creates like suffering in the back of our mind. Because we're like, I want that, but I'm not even doing it. So first ask, are you actually doing the activities of the dream now? Because if you'll do them now, patience is easier because at least you're getting a taste of it now. At least you're experiencing it now. So really look at your days, look at your week. Are you building the dream activities in now? I would say, second, patience is easier when you are constantly learning mastery. And what I mean by this, if you've heard me teach a lot, I'm often telling people, make sure you know the 5 critical skills that you would need to develop to become world class at whatever you want to do. I mean, to become really good at. What skills would you have to master? Like for me, I would have to master not just writing, but I would have to master how to promote a book, how to build my brand, how to run a business, how to communicate on video and stages. I had no idea how to do like any of that. And you can tell I still suck at some of that, right? It's like, it's not easy. But because on the way to become best-selling author, I was always studying how to do all of that stuff. Learning can make you feel more patient because you're like, learning is giving you progress. Learning is readying yourself for that moment you get the big break. Learning makes patience easier because your mind feels more competent. It's like, you know what? I'm learning here. At least I'm getting some momentum. Maybe, you know, the doors aren't opening. Maybe the bank account isn't filling up, but my mind is getting sharper at this. I'm developing skill. And when you develop skill, your mind says, hey, progress, we're doing okay. When the mind says, hey, progress, we're doing okay, patience is so much easier. It's when you're sitting there, you know, the people used to say twirling your thumbs, now they just say playing video games. It's like when you're sitting there playing video games all day, detached from the dream, not doing activities of the dream, and you're not learning, you really fall into complete detachment from progress. And now you just, it's not even a matter of patience, you just flat out give up. Because the mind needs a sense of growth. And that growth has either come from learning or doing. Third big idea, I think this is really important. If you're losing patience for your dream, you're probably doing the dream by yourself. You don't have and have not developed friendships with other people who you talk to enough who are doing the activities of the dream. And trust me, I know that. Like as a writer, I mean, you guys see me on YouTube and Instagram and like doing videos all the time with our challenges and our courses and our podcasts, oh my God. But I'm more introverted than you think I would be. Like I can go out and just crush it to an arena of 30,000 people all day long, no problem. But then I need to go back and just like not talk to a human for a while. I have a big introverted like part of my life. And as a writer, I would write by myself all the time and I wouldn't collaborate with anyone. I didn't have any friends who were writers. And so I was always impatient. I'm like, is this book ever gonna happen? Am I ever gonna get published? Am I ever gonna have a bestseller? And I was losing patience because I didn't have community. When you have community, like literally friends who you can call and go, you know what, today sucked. I didn't get anything done. I didn't create. Or, hey, you know what? I'm just not feeling it anymore. I wonder if I should quit. But they're on the path with you. They're like, hey, no, don't quit. hey, listen to that dream that was sown in your heart. Follow that, work for that, earn that. Like having positive friends who are on the same journey is one of the most critical things that people fail to set up. Because what people, well, Brendan, people say, well, Brendan, but I just don't have any friends, so I guess I'm gonna fail. Like, then go make friends. Leave your house. People are like, but I don't know anyone doing this. I'm like, go volunteer for an organization that's doing something related to your dream. Oh, I don't know anybody in my local community who's not a jerk. I'm like, go volunteer. Because guess who volunteers? Good people, giving people, people who want to make a difference, people willing to give their time, money, effort towards good causes. Get around them. And as you're around them, start asking, do you know anyone who does this thing? I just started getting around everybody in volunteer organizations when I was coming up in my 20s. And I would say, hey, do you know anyone who's like a writer? Who like, you know, writes articles or blogs or books and they're like good at it. And these people who I was volunteering with, like, oh yeah, I know this person. Oh, talk to this person. I'd get an introduction. I'd ask them to go out to lunch. And I'm like, and I would just ask them questions. And then we became friends. And the next thing I know, we're going to lunches, we're going to the bar, we're hanging out. And now I'm in that world. When you are in the world of your dream, it's here. You're touching it daily because of your social relationships. So make sure you develop friends who are doing what you want to do. It will carry you through those dark days when otherwise you'd strive by yourself. Last big idea, I know you guys heard me talk about this a lot. You have to teach your mind to honor the struggle. You have to teach your mind. Every day you're getting discouraged. And instead of saying, well, I guess I quit, I suck, this is no good, it's never gonna happen, you have to take control of the self-talk and honor the struggle. Like literally tell your mind how to deal with the process. Tell your mind, no. This process, this hardship, this struggle, it's part of conditioning me to be ready for the dream, to succeed. This part of the struggle that I hate right now, it's developing character, it's making me force it, it's helping me challenge, it's making me grow. In other words, anticipate the fire, anticipate the difficulty, anticipate that it's gonna suck, anticipate the days that you just don't like it. You know, I'm a high performance coach, so I'm blessed to work with some of the most like literally extraordinary people in the world. And some of my favorite clients in the past have been working with the US military. And you know, it's like, you know, if you ever heard like that Green Beret conversation where they use this phrase, embrace the suck, right? Army Special Forces will say like, embrace the suck. Like, yeah, this sucks, but it makes us awesome. Like, let's dig in, let's get better, let's skill up, let's use this to build our character, our strengths, our skills, our ability to win in the future. So all the things that suck right now, you're like, oh my God, I can't figure this out. It's gonna make you better. And I don't mean this just philosophically. Let me give you an example. At the very beginning of my writing career, I went completely broke. I mean, totally broke, totally bankrupt, like literally nothing. Wiped out clean, because I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to write a book. I didn't know how to make money. I didn't know how to promote it. Just completely wiped out, 100%. And I mean, to the point where it's like, I couldn't even have credit cards, so they'd gone into bankruptcy, so they took the credit cards. I had no credit, nothing. I had a debit card and no money on it, you know? And it was like the worst time. And I remember I'm going through this and I'm like, and I wanna be like a personal development guy. I wanna be a life coach. I wanna be a high performance coach one day. I wanna inspire people and I can't afford a burrito. I was like, it was miserable. But I was like, no, this is going to teach you to be frugal. This is going to teach you to manage cash. This is gonna teach you to be resourceful. When everybody else has fancy stuff, you're gonna outperform them with stuff that isn't as great. I'm gonna learn to be a resourceful human and prioritize being innovative and creative versus just having all the stuff. So I didn't have the fancy cameras. I borrowed a three-legged table from my mom from the sewing room, you know, and I would just like type on that. I borrowed a laptop from somebody to write my book. I was just like, you know, pinching every penny and dime to afford rent. And then when I couldn't afford rent, I had to move in with my girlfriend, and you know, I had to ask friends for help and support. And it was so humbling. And notice I said humbling. I didn't say embarrassing. I didn't say shameful. I didn't say sad. I didn't say discouraged. It was humbling. It was like, you know what? People who get success, they earn that. Right now, I'm earning it. I'm putting in the miles. I'm dealing with the hardship. I'm going to honor this struggle as part of the process. Keep a good attitude, Brendan, because if you can survive this, you can build anything. If you can rise from this, you can crush anything. If you deal with this emotional hardship now, you will have intellectual, physical, spiritual, emotional confidence for life. If you deal with this tragedy, difficulty, suckness now, then when it gets easier, you won't give up and you won't quit, because you know what happens? A lot of people do achieve their dream. And guess what? Once you achieve your dream, guess what? You don't have the dream anymore. You got the goal. You made it happen. And now if you show up and all is smooth sailing and all is easy, you know what a lot of people do when they get success the way they perceived it? They become tragic losses. They lose their drive. They lose their motivation. They aren't happy. They're like, I worked so hard to get this. I got it. And now I'm not fulfilled. I'm not satisfied. Life isn't greater. And guess what? A lot of those people, they complained the whole way and then they got it. And then when they got it, now that it was gone, they were still a complainer. And what are you without all the things? You're who you became as you strived. So what I'm here to tell you is, along this process, along this struggle, every single day, as it sucks, as it's a grind, as it feels like a hustle, as it feels like you're like compromising everything, and it's just like, oh my gosh, honor this process as a challenge to you to become a better human, to develop a better attitude, to develop those skills that are required. Like, literally experience it not as a journey to achieve a dream. Experience it as an opportunity to transform. Experience it as an opportunity to grow. Experience it as an opportunity to test your mettle and ask, what am I really made of? How can I deal with this and live a great life right now? Not in 10 years when I hope to make it. How do I live a great life right now? Because if you can't teach yourself to live a great life right now, when you get financial abundance or you get the dream or everything happens, guess what? You're still stuck with you. And if you can't teach yourself to be satisfied, joy-filled, emotionally connected, happy, fulfilled now, I'm here to tell you, after coaching literally the most impressive people on the planet, people who are on covers of magazines, spiritual leaders, presidents of the United States, having the experience of working at the top echelons of every organization at the top levels, I can tell you that there's a lot of people who do get the dream. And because they weren't patient and they didn't develop themselves along the way, they hurried into it, they complained and crashed and grinded into it, they get there, they compromise their integrity, they compromise their health, they never taught themselves to be happy. So they got everything and they're still unhappy. And you're like, you have everything, how are you unhappy? It's because they never taught themselves along the journey to honor it and to use it as a training ground for being the best selves every day. I hope this gives you some thoughts, my friends here in Team HPX. We call you Team HPX because we really believe everybody wants to be more vibrant, connected, and excellence-driven in everything they do. HPX stands for the High Performance Experience. And I'm here to tell you, you can live the high performance experience like literally now. Stop thinking one day you'll be next level, world-class, best, rich, happy, fulfilled. Do that now. Like, live today as a wealthy individual. You feel wealth in your mindset. You feel wealth in your abundance of life. You feel wealth because you're alive. You feel wealth because you're gifted this beautiful breath. You feel wealth and joy and fulfillment now because the little things, the way the cat is, the way the dog is, the way that beautiful person was today who is kind to you, the opportunities you have in front of you, the internet that's free of learning just like this. There's so many things along your journey to achieve your dream that you can appreciate and notice and be fulfilled from. And I just want to share with you that I got to have that experience because many of you all along my career has cheered me on. So Team HPX, all of you striving for the high performance experience in life, I appreciate your striving. I appreciate you being part of this community. And I'm going to ask you to do two simple things. Number one, subscribe to this video and comment on what we are doing here. And number two, share this one with somebody who's just so like unhappy or impatient or who's about to give up. Give them the gift of this episode. Send it to three friends you know who are a little discouraged, who are a little down, because the truth is, if they will just keep focusing on doing activities that they enjoy and that are part of the dream, even if just a little taste of it, if they can develop the critical skills needed, if they can get friends like you who support them, and if they can just honor the struggle along the way, then when they arrive there, they will arrive there as a great person who already knows how to be happy. I hope this one serves you. Until next time, as Denise, my wife, always says, every day you can go out and choose to be average, or you can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go be extraordinary.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. 212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.